We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, wow, saving the world one soundbite at a time. I got a couple of texts. I'll just grab them real quick. Let's see. Terry, oh, yeah. I got the same text. I got the same exact text, Terry. So, yeah, it's begun. Terry from Town Creek's texting in that he got a random text today asking, you know, basically for you to do a little online poll. Just click yes, click no, as to whether or not you wish your state representative would vote for a gambling bill. In this case, it was for a lottery version of the gambling bill. Keep in mind, by the way, I heard inside track that they're going to be dropping the bill today. We'll get into that more later. But the gambling bill, if you're for a lottery, but you don't want, you know, expansion of casinos and that kind of stuff, guess what? You have to get it all or you get none. If you're for all of it, guess what? Good luck. You got to get it all or you get none. If you're for none of it, guess what? You get to fight it all at one time. They're going to drop that bill. They're going to go for it. And I think that the bottom line is that there is not enough political will in Montgomery to see that bill passed. And they are going to be burning some political capital by wasting a lot of time doing that. We'll talk about that more later on in the show when we have State Senator Sam Gavan on. Right now, I'm going to I'm pulling an audible on you there, brother, Big Rig. I'm just going to mix up my order a little bit. I'm going with border bill right now. So we are starting the revised version of Dipper 2, the border bill. In case you have not heard, the Senate border deal is out, and it's a goat rodeo, man. It is everything that we're not going to see passed. You know why? Because it's an awful bill. Here's a couple things to think about. Number one, the Biden administration does not need this. They just want it because they want the cover. Biden spent so many years in the U.S. Senate that he doesn't know how to act unless the legislature gives him something. That's the way it works, right? They got to vote on the floor of the Senate. No, sir, you're actually the executive branch. You already have authority. You know why we know? Because you undid all the things that Trump did, and that caused the problem. And you did it with a stroke of a pen. What does that mean? With a stroke of a pen, you can put it back. He doesn't want to. That's just it. He does not want to reenact the policies, because you know what that'll mean? He's got to go out on the campaign trail and face the real Trump, who will say, yep, my policies were so good, he had to put them back in place. So he won't do it. What he wants is, he wants this giant omnibus spending package that gives him the ability to claim victory, to claim he did something, when the truth of the matter is, he could be doing something all along. He just doesn't want to. That is the cold, hard reality about the border policies, is that everything it takes for Joe Biden to actually stop the mass migration of people rushing across our southern borders and invading our country could be done with a stroke of a pen. But he won't do it. He won't. Why? Because of politics. So for the rest of us, we get to sit here and suffer because his politics, because he's running for office and because he can't be Trump. You know, we can't, I undid those policies. But I can't put them back because that'll make me look weak. Well, you already look weak. So there's that. Meanwhile, the bill came out. Here's the other thing about the bill. They hid it from sight until, boom, they dropped it last night on a Sunday night. Whoop, whoop. So all of a sudden, it's out. Everybody can see it now. Well, hey, they're all duly elected U.S. senators and congressmen. Why were they not allowed to see it along the way? Which, by the way, is exactly what they're doing in Montgomery with the gambling bill, and I'll get to that later on. But this is such an insult to the members who have done everything that it takes, whether you like them or not, to be elected to hold their office. And you don't trust them to see the bill until you're ready? That's just crap. And oh, by the will, the bill's crap. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Let me just say this. During the breaks, you hear ads playing, right? Just so you know, Right Side Radio, we are a standalone entity. We are a business unto ourselves. the stations you might be listening to us on, they don't own our show. We own it and send them the show, and they play it. And part of the way we sustain our operations is by selling advertising. So if there's an ad playing, you might very well be able to, you know, jump in there with your own ad one day. Because think about this. The stations combined all tell me that well over 30,000 people a week are listening to this show. That's a lot of right side ruffians. And if you're a right side ruffian who has a business with goods and services, you might want to know that other right side ruffians would buy your stuff. So that being said, if you want to advertise on Right Side Radio, you don't call the station. You got to call us directly. Go ahead and go to rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. Click on the advertising and contact tab and just send us a message, and we will jump right in there and get right back to you. Love to have you on the team. Rightsideradio.org, advertising. All right, let me keep moving. Go here. The topic at hand right now is the border bill. In case you have not heard, the border bill came out last night. What is so maddening, by the way, is that the members of the body largely were not able to see it. Even the Speaker of the House. In fact, one of my articles, here it is, this one from Fox. He even says a couple days ago, if the rumors about the contents of the draft proposal are true, rumors, the Speaker of the House of Representatives was not sure what was going to be in the bill. Wow. I'll go ahead and do that article first. Let's bring it to the front. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson criticized the Senate's bipartisan $118 billion border security and foreign aid package after the text of the agreement was released on Sunday night, stating the proposal is, quote, even worse than we expected and would be dead on arrival in the House chamber. So he's basically saying, you can pass that if you want to in the Senate. If you think you can get it passed, good luck with that. But guess what? It's dead on arrival if it comes to the House. Good for you, Mr. Speaker, and I hope you're right. And he literally goes on to say, quote, I've seen enough. This bill is even worse than we expected. It won't come close to ending the border catastrophe the president has created. As the lead Democrat negotiator proclaimed, under this legislation, the border never closes. If this bill reaches the House, it will be dead on arrival. The bill, by the way, is omnibus. It is a bill with all kinds of stuff thrown together in a mishmash. It's not a standalone entity bill. It's not a border security bill at all. In fact, it's got $60 billion more for Ukraine. It's got $14.1 billion for Israel and aid for our Indo-Pacific allies. That's not even all for Israel. And the truth be told, it would allocate $20 billion for border issues. But a lot of that is to increase the ability to process illegals into the country. Why? Just so you know, in case you're curious, the entire Republican delegation from Alabama, I believe, has said no to this bill. That includes your two U.S. senators who might be the first to see it as early as Wednesday, according to Schumer. So Senators Tuberville and I believe Britt also. I saw secondhand about Britt, but I did see a statement released by Tuberville that they are both hard no's. Senator Mike Lee, he is not playing. Senator Mike Lee came out and said, this bill is basically so awful, we absolutely need new leadership now. Meaning he called out Mitch McConnell himself. Senator Mike Lee ain't playing. Well, listen, the bill has been hidden from sight for the entire time they've been working on it. They would dribble out the occasional, well, we had to talk about maybe doing something like this. Well, it's got to contain aid for Ukraine. You know what? If you want to aid Ukraine, then pony up the opportunity for a standalone bill and give it an up or down opportunity. It may not pass, but tying it to our own southern border is farcical. That is a clear indication they know they can't get their foreign aid to Ukraine passed by itself anymore, and they got to tie it to the southern border to try and get something done. And then the southern border, what does it really do? Listen, y'all, this bill is so awful. Biden's going to say it's more funding for border agents. Well, more funding for border agents, townhall.com points out, is just more Biden speak for personnel to process the asylum claims. Here's a couple other things it does. It basically pushes forward with the idea of amnesty. Now, it does allow for the closing down of the border. It does? Is that a good new thing? Has Biden been given more executive opportunity here? Sort of. Maybe. Depending upon how you look at it. like in this case, if they have an average of 5,000 illegals a day coming across the border over the course of a single week, then we can shut down the border. Oh, so let me get this straight. We have to have 35,000 more people in a week crossing the border before we can shut it down. Why does that make sense? Well, now, Phil, I mean, there's a caveat in that. If we have like, 8,500 across on any given day, well, we can shut it down then too. Oh, good. You know what that boils down to? 8,500. Well, that's like, 85,000 every 10 days could be coming in at that pace. How long is it going to take you to shut that down? 85,000 every 10 days. What does that mean? Well, that means like, 160, 240. That's like 240,000 a friggin' month. Well, why is that okay? So 5,000 migrants. So if we have 4,900 a day, nothing to do. We just got to sit back and watch. Well, it's okay. We're going to give you 4,000 new personnel to process them into the country. What, pray tell, do you mean? What I mean is the bill contains massive growth for government. So the Customs and Border Patrol would get funding for 1,500 new personnel. Personnel. That did not say border agents. It said personnel. Over 4,300. So they're getting 1,500 at Customs and Border Patrol, but there's going to be 4,300 new asylum officers. Well, what does that mean? That means we're doing all we can to expedite the ability to get them in the country. And, oh, by the way, and 1,200 new ICE personnel. That's good. They're just personnel. We don't know what they do. And 100 new immigration judge teams. Great. Okay. Well, what are we going to do? Oh, don't worry. They're going to have $1.4 billion to give FEMA for funding NGOs who will help cities settle the migrants. Oh, good. So we're going to be paying New York City for having set themselves up as a sanctuary city. We're going to make sure they get some money. $650 million, though, to build and reinforce the border wall. I thought walls didn't work. We got a wall? There's going to be a wall? Well, part of it. All this to say, it's a ugly bill. And does it really do anything? Some would say not. Now, the Democrats, by the way, audio clip there, Big Rig, I'm going to get on that audio clip here in 1 second. The Democrats will try and tell you that what you got here is an opportunity to really do a good thing. To embrace the opportunity. Listen, I got this video, and I'm going to be honest with you. When you listen to it, it might just make you mad to hear it. It makes it even worse when you watch it. So Democrat Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut, he was one of the authors of this bill, by the way. He did this little video where I feel like it's more like he's talking to kindergartners. Like, they don't believe you're smart. They need to explain things because I don't think y'all understand. This is like really important. Do you see what I'm saying? It's like, listen, I know it's hard for y'all to understand, but this is a big, big deal. You got that audio clip? Let's do this. I'm going to go ahead and play the tail end of a longer comment from Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat from Connecticut. Go ahead.
It's just the right thing to do. So I want to give you a little bit of a snapshot of what's in this bill that's going to help us better manage the border. It's going to help us fix a broken asylum system and is going to act more compassionately to the people that we really do want to wrap our arms around who are legitimately coming to this country to flee terrible circumstances back home. This is an opportunity. For decades, immigration has been one of these issues that divides Republicans and Democrats. This bill, the headline will be that it funds Ukraine. That's really important. But it's also an opportunity for our two parties in the Senate to come together around a series of changes to our asylum, border, and immigration policy that's going to help better manage the border and create a more efficient, fair system. I really hope that my colleagues on both sides of the aisle in the Senate will support this legislation.
Go ahead and stop. That was the end of it right there, right? Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead and back up to the beginning, too, because I'm going to come back to that maybe if we have time. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's all about compassion. It's about trying to fix a broken system. It's about, you broke the system. The system's broke because you broke it. I mean, under the Trump administration, it was not like what we're seeing now. Were there people trying to come across? Of course there were. Were they coming across in human waves? No. Were we seeing bodies floating in the Rio Grande on a daily basis? No. Was Eagle Pass, Texas, seeing twice its population coming through in a week? No. There is a way to stop this that you just don't want to do, because it might mean you have to actually, you know, I don't know, take a stand. Well, I had somebody troll me today on Twitter because I posted that video. You can find that, by the way, on my Twitter account if you want to. It's at Sin, that's S-E-N, at Sin Phil Williams on Twitter. But I had somebody troll me on that very audio clip you saw there or heard there. And they wanted to say something about, you know, well, you know, this is an opportunity to do a good thing when we can get together as Republicans and Democrats. This is the way bipartisanship works, when you have to give and you have to compromise. And I came back and said, I understand the legislative process. I spent 8 years in the legislature. And here's the thing. When it comes to a matter of principles, when it comes to the question of life, limb, or property, you don't compromise. When it comes to a matter of national security, I don't want to hear about, well, we need a compassionate opportunity to embrace these people. Stop. Listen, with a stroke of a pen, this could have all been fixed. But Biden needed the CYA that goes along with having the Senate give him something, which I guess gives him a campaign trail opportunity. Because God knows you can't go do what Trump did, because then Trump would just point out you did what he did. Can't have that. Silly. All right, we're taking a break right now. We're on the border bill. I'm going to come back and read a couple of text messages and keep this thing going. There's some details in here you need to know. And then, oh, by the way, there's one provision that just really has people up in arms. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just making it like common sense is a superpower up in here. Got several text messages. I'll jump on a couple of those and then go to the phones. John from Harvest, regarding that video I played a moment ago, he says, Phil, that video is a good example of rhetorical sleight of hand. The key phrase is better manage the border. Yeah, no kidding. He says, what he means is providing more resources to bring more people in. It does not mean protecting the country. John and Harvest. Good analysis, John. You're on it. Robert from Athens says, reference the broken asylum reference. He said, under UN law, aren't asylum seekers required to go to the geologically nearest country? Spot on, brother. You are correct. And not to shop around. The system is broke because Biden is knowingly and willingly violating international laws. Just so you know, Robert, they've got a piece in here that says, they have to tighten up the language for the initial interview regarding credible fear of returning to their country of origin that migrants face when they are claiming asylum. How about this? Just go back to Trump's Remain in Mexico. If you traveled through multiple other countries and you want to come to ours instead, you can stay on the Mexico side while we figure out whether you're due asylum. That was working quite well. Let me jump on the phones real quick. Jeff from Indiana. Hey, Jeff Rowe, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, I've been better. I'm still heading south.
Oh, you're still heading south? What the heck, man?
Yeah, I'm just now passing Huntsville, man.
Was that a traffic thing or a load thing? What was that?
I'm still recovering from sitting down at Falkville for 4 hours of the day, and then there was a major crash on the southbound in Tennessee, so had to go around that, too. So, yeah, it's going to be one of those days.
Well, we love you, and at least you got Right Side Radio for another hour to keep you company.
Oh, yeah. It keeps me company quite a bit.
What's on your mind, man? How you like this border bill?
Hey, what border bill? We don't need a border bill. We just need to follow law. The thing about it is, now the military can't... you can't do anything that's an unlawful order, right?
Allegedly, yeah.
Well, border agents and everything up? Should they be able to, I don't think they're not allowed to follow unlawful orders either, are they?
Well, no, like taking down the wire and letting people in, you would think that would be a big deal, right?
Well, like I say, if Biden is breaking the law by, you know, ordering these border agents to basically let everybody in and not even process a lot of them, I guess, they even, you know, when they get overwhelmed, they just let them go. Should the border agents just not follow the law? I mean, not follow Biden and actually follow the law and detain these people?
Well, yeah, they should. The question is, I mean, it's a mishmash of directives that don't make sense, followed by, you know, policies that don't make sense, followed by, you know, an inability to staff properly. And by the way, I'm looking at the list of, I'm switching gears on you slightly, but there's a list. Charlie Kirk just published a list on Twitter of all the senators who have allegedly not gone out there and said what they intend to do about this bill yet, one of which is your Senator Young from Indiana, has not disavowed this bill yet. What do you think about that?
I'm not so sure about him. You get what you get. Now, I'm not too crazy about our other senator either, so.
Who's your other one, by the way?
He's running. Oh, gosh, dang it. You hadn't asked me.
It's the one where his first name is Senator?
Yeah, Senator, right. I can't remember her name to save my life. But, he's from Jasper, Indiana. This is a little ways from me. But he's running for governor, supposedly. So I think he's going to be out anyway.
So he's not making waves at the moment. But, you know, still, I look at this, and there's a whole bunch of them right now that have not said what they're going to do. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know if they want to burn the political capital on this one because they've got to send it to a House that already says they're not even going to vote on it.
Yeah. But the thing about it is, like I say, they need to follow the law. If they're not following the law, then just like I say, if anybody who's not coming from either Mexico or Canada, which if Trudeau stays in power, we might have some refugees that have actual need for asylum in the United States.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's just that they can't follow the law. Then Biden, you know, but even more so than this, what are we going to do with the ones that are already here? That are here, you know, because of a lie. Because, if they wasn't from Mexico or Canada, they have no business being here. They should be deported.
Oh,
I guess technically you could use the military to ground them up because even though you have posse comitatus law, they're not citizens.
What they have to do is really just empower local law enforcement to be able to detain people who don't have the ability to prove their citizenship. Hey, man, I gotta run. I got one more thing I got to say before I get to the top of the hour break because we're going to switch gears. But you be safe on the road, brother. It's going to be a long night for you, so we're praying for you.
All right. Thank you, Phil. Have a good one.
All right, too, man. You too. Hey, listen, I gotta end with this. So this whole thing about the border bill, just know this. There were 13 governors from Republican states that went down to stand with Texas Governor Greg Abbott yesterday. Governor Ivey was not one of them. I don't think that means she doesn't support, but I just have to believe that was a great opportunity for her to be down there standing with other Republican governors on something she says she cares about. And maybe she had her reasons for not going, but dang, y'all, what a missed opportunity that was. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, coming right back with State Senator Sam Gavan. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.